Married at First Sight Chapter 4355. Serenity said happily, "Zachary York is very good to me. I am lucky to marry him in this life. I saved the Milky Way in my previous life, so I can marry him in this life." She couldn't hide her happiness. Zachary York loves her as his life. Her love for him is as deep as the ocean. The couple have walked hand in hand all the way to this day. Mrs. Lab. Serenity looked at Carrie and asked, "Where is your husband? I've known you for such a long time, but I've never met your husband." Carrie maintained a smile and replied, "My husband is a workaholic. He is rarely at home, and even rarely stays in Wildspoon. He often flies around, on business trips, and only comes back occasionally. He treats my home like a hotel. He stays for a few days and then leaves. Once he's gone, he won't come back for 10 days, half a month, or even several months." Serenity showed an understanding look and said, "Men are like this. They put their careers first. Once they start working, they forget about everything else. Our Zachary York is the same. When he gets busy with work, he even forgets his last name." Carrie couldn't help but say, "The eldest young lady is wronging young Master York. Young Master York might have been like this before. Ever since he had the eldest young lady, he has put her first. In our Wildspoon, everyone says that the eldest young lady has changed young Master York, saying that young Master York dotes on his wife like crazy and is a well-known wife crazy maniac." Serenity smiled happily. "Compared to before, he is more family-oriented now. Mr. York is very family-oriented. With his status and position, it is really good that he cares about his family. Madam, you are the envy of all the women in Wildspoon. Not to mention other times, right now, you see young Master York is taking care of you personally, without asking anyone else to help. He fell asleep while lying on the sofa outside. You can see how tired he is from taking care of you." Carrie was not speaking for Zachary York, but she was actually envious of Serenity. Serenity smiled. She asked Zachary York to go home and have some rest, but he refused to go back and did not ask the servants at home to come and take care of her. He was afraid that others could not take good care of her, so he insisted on doing it himself. It is really great that a big CEO would do this for her. Carrie stayed here for an hour before leaving. If Zachary York hadn't woken up and entered the room to see her, Carrie might have wanted to stay a little longer. As soon as Zachary York woke up, she couldn't stay any longer and found an excuse to leave. Serenity did not accept the gifts she sent. Zachary York handed her the gift she bought, and Carrie didn't dare to refuse it. She left with as much as she had bought. Serenity said that she had everything she needed and was very happy when people came to see her. No one had to spend money to buy her things. She would not accept anything sent by anyone. Carrie was speechless. After coming out of the hospital, Carrie stuffed the gifts into the hands of the two bodyguards and said in a cold voice, "Mrs. York, don't want them. I'll give them to you guys to eat." The two bodyguards looked at the supplements, said nothing, and followed Carrie silently, carrying the supplements. After getting in the car, Carrie looked at the two bodyguards and hated them to death. He followed her wherever she went, leaving her no freedom at all. That fake Carrie lived a more carefree life than her. The two bodyguards said they were protecting her, but in fact they were just monitoring and controlling her. Whenever she did anything out of line, they would interfere. In the past, she could still restore her identity as the second Miss Newman and visit Cameron to vent her anger. Married at First Sight Chapter 4356. Now there is a fake second Miss Newman who is looking for trouble with Cameron on her behalf. She, the real second Miss Newman, is not allowed to resume her identity and live a carefree life. She can only play the role of a mistress under this fake identity. Screw Mrs. Lab, she's not the real Mrs. Lab. In Mr. Lab's eyes, she was just a plaything, not even a mistress. I heard that Mr. Lab has a new love, and he treats her especially well, and the real Mrs. Lab doesn't seem to care at all. There is probably no way to control it. A pervert like Mr. Lab has a constant stream of women outside. A woman who marries him will be unlucky for the rest of her life. Carrie had thought about escaping. But with the two bodyguards watching her all the time, she didn't stand a chance. She had to think of a way to win over these two bodyguards and make them work for her. Even if they couldn't work for her completely, at least they could be soft-hearted towards her, so that they would turn a blind eye when she tried to escape. Carrie always felt that the role of Mrs. Lab that she played was just a clown in front of Serenity and others. I always feel like Cameron and Serenity both know her true identity. They didn't expose her, maybe they just wanted to find out Mr. Lab behind her. How could it be possible that people as smart as Zachary York and others could not figure out the problem after such a long time? Carrie, who is 1 year older, is no longer as innocent and naive as before. He hated Serenity and Cameron deeply. He really wanted to see them suffer, and wanted to see the York family fall and be dominated by Mr. Lab. But as time went by, Carrie gradually came to her senses. The York family is like a local tycoon in Wiltspoon. They have deep and strong roots. How could it be so easy for Mr. Lab to take over? No matter how powerful Mr. Lab is, he is still a strong dragon that cannot defeat the local snake in Wiltspoon. Moreover, after such a long time, she did not see that the plan set up by Mr. Lab could damage the foundation of the York family. Instead, I felt that Mr. Lab was becoming more and more impatient. Could it be that the boy he was looking for had fallen into the hands of someone else? Instead, I felt that Mr. Lab was becoming more and more impatient. Could it be that the boy he was looking for had fallen into the hands of someone else? How important is that boy to him? Carrie looked at the backs of the two bodyguards. They were both men in their early 30s. They had been monitoring her here for a long time and could not be reunited with their families. Regardless of whether they had wives or not, they were normal men, right? Don't they have a need? Carrie thought about the torment that Mr. Lab had done to her, and suddenly she had an idea. She plotted against the two bodyguards. She just had to have sex with them separately, but they couldn't let each other know. That way they will slowly soften towards her. Maybe in the end, I will develop feelings for her. When she escapes from Wiltspoon, even if they find out, they will turn a blind eye and pretend they don't know about her escape. That way she can live a good life in the second half of her life. Anyway, she has become Mr. Lab's plaything and has lost her innocence long ago. Carrie thought about this and turned her head to look at the sky outside the car window. It was evening and the sky was slowly getting darker. She wants to go to the bar. The bar she used to frequent. She's going to get some medicine. These two bodyguards are loyal to Mr. Lab. It is difficult for her to win them over when they are sober. The only thing we can do is to plot against them. In that case, when they wake up, the matter will be a done deal. Would they dare to strangle her to death? Married at First Sight Chapter 4357. I don't want to go home. Carrie suddenly spoke. The bodyguard driving the car didn't even turn his head. The bodyguard sitting in the passenger seat turned his head to look at her and asked in a cold voice, "Where do you want to go, madam? I'm in a bad mood and want to go shopping alone." The bodyguard rejected her request without a second thought, saying, "The wife must go home and cannot hang around outside unless the husband agrees. Hey, I'm a human being, a living being, you can't restrict my personal freedom like this. Anyway, I'm in a bad mood, so I'm going to go for a walk." The bodyguard said in a cold voice, "What's the matter that makes Madam unhappy? Madam, you don't have to worry about food and clothing now. You live in a big villa and have a lot of pocket money every month. You live a life of luxury. What else is there to worry about? They are not in a bad mood yet. The head of the family arranged for this woman to be kept under surveillance for a long time, and she cannot even return home. Although they are not married yet, they are normal men and are in love. They have been unable to leave Wildspoon, and their girlfriends have threatened to break up with them. No matter how they explain, their girlfriends won't listen. But the master of the house didn't let them go back, so they didn't dare to go back unless they didn't want to do this anymore. In H City, the head of the family is able to cover up everything with one hand. If they just resign and leave, the head of the family will retaliate against them, and it will be difficult for them to survive in H City. If they have girlfriends but can't make money, they will leave them anyway. Besides, they could not afford the suppression and retaliation from their master. They knew a little about what the head of the family had done. The master of the family thinks that they know too much, and if they want to survive, they must remain loyal to him and work for him. Once they want to leave, even if the master agrees to their leaving, they will be held accountable by him afterwards. The ending is a dead end. The ending is a dead end. When I see Serenity so happy, I feel bad. When I see Cameron is still fine and getting happier and happier, I feel bad. Your master says he is invincible, but now nothing happens to the York family. Even my Newman family didn't lose a hair. I know that Cameron managed the Newman family's business very well. Serenity's son is born. In the past, everyone said that she couldn't have children and that she would be kicked out of the York family sooner or later. But now she has given birth to a son. It's a boy in one pregnancy, and her position as the eldest young lady is as stable as a rock. What about my child? If not, my child would have been born this year. Her child didn't even have a chance to take shape. Seeing Serenity so happy, Carrie hated her more and more. She hated Mr. Lab for treating her like this. If you don't want her to get pregnant and have a baby, just don't take any contraceptive measures. After the miscarriage, her body had not yet fully recovered, and he began to abuse her again, and still did not take any contraceptive measures. This forced her to take medicine constantly. If she takes too much of that kind of medicine, there will be serious side effects. What if she can't have children in the future? She also wanted to escape from Wildspoon and find a loyal and honest man to marry. With the money she had accumulated now, it would not be difficult for her to live a peaceful and wealthy life. She also wants to have some children. The bodyguard stopped talking. After a long while, the bodyguard asked calmly, "Where do you want to go, madam?" "We will go with you. I want to go to the bar and drink. I'm in a bad mood and I need to drink to relieve my sorrow." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4358. The bodyguard said, "The wine cabinet at home is full of good wine bought by the husband. If the wife wants to drink, she can drink at home. There is no need to go to the bar. Madam, remember that you are now our wife, a noble lady. If you go to the bar to drink like this and people find out, you will embarrass your husband. If the head of the family comes to settle the score, we will all be punished. Ma'am, you should go home and have a drink." Carrie pouted and said, "Drinking at home is so boring. No one is drinking with me. What's the point of drinking alone? The bar is crowded and lively, so I just want to go to the bar and drink. I can go home first, take off my makeup, take off my face, and restore my identity as Miss Newman, and then go to the bar to drink. Even if someone recognizes me, it's Miss Newman who is embarrassed, not your wife." The bodyguard stopped talking. Carrie stopped arguing. When she returned to the big villa where she lived, she immediately went upstairs to change her clothes, remove her makeup, and restore her original appearance as Carrie. Afterwards, she carried the bag she used to carry. When she went back to Ning's house to exchange things, she snatched out all her valuables. She sold a lot of it to make money, but she kept some for herself. She also wants those luxury goods to accompany her to high-end places to support her appearance. Although she, Miss Newman, has become a joke and a thing of the past in the wealthy circles of Wildspoon City, She still wants to catch a rich husband. When I ran out of money, I called my brother and got money from him. She couldn't get much. Trenton was completely controlled by Cameron. He sided with Cameron and didn't listen to her. He was only willing to give her $3,000 to $5,000 for living expenses every month. If she cried, her brother would at most give her 10,000 or 20,000 yuan. Fortunately, she now has nearly 10 million in savings. As long as she can secretly transfer the money away and escape from Wildspoon, she can still live a rich and idle life. Carrie came out of the house. When the two bodyguards saw her, one stood still while the other stepped forward to block her way.
Madam, Miss Newman is out there, you can't go out as Miss Newman anymore.
I want to go out. I want to go out and drink. If you stop me from going out, then you can come into the house and drink with me until you are drunk. Carrie said, and dared to reach out to pull the bodyguard, trying to pull him into the house. The bodyguard was so frightened that he quickly avoided her clutches and stepped back several steps, warning Carrie with a dark face, "Madam, please respect yourself."
"Why should I respect myself? I'm not taking advantage of you. I just want to find someone to drink with me. I'm in a bad mood, so I like to drink. What do you think I want to do to you? I don't even think highly of you two. You're just two lackeys. I'm the second daughter of the Newman family. When my parents were still alive, my family had assets of over 10 billion. We are truly a wealthy family. When I was at my peak, I had a lot of bodyguards." The bodyguard's face was dark. He knew that Carrie would not be attracted to them. But they couldn't accompany Carrie to drink. What if he got drunk and something that shouldn't have happened happened? If the head of the family found out, wouldn't the head of the family skin him alive? Yes, the master of the house once gave his disobedient mistress, whom he had grown tired of, to the bodyguards, but that was a rare occurrence. Many times those women are very smart and tactful. As long as the head of the family has a new love, they will take the money and leave without bothering the head of the family. Even if they have children, they will not think about becoming his regular wife. They will just take the living expenses and support their children. In the eyes of their master, Carrie is just a plaything and a chess piece. However, the head of the family would still come over occasionally, so they couldn't touch Carrie.